I'm Scott Jennings, and today we're talking about jet grout in 5 minutes. Executive summary. Jet grout has been and continues to be a successful means of ground improvement. It can serve many purposes. Two of the most common, structural support for, say, a building or a pipeline, and groundwater control, preventing water from coming into your excavation. Definition of jet grout. Jet grout, what is it? It's a method of ground improvement wherein a drilling machine injects cement and water and air into the existing underground, and what results is a homogeneous mass of soil and cement, a soil cement mixture. It's effective in mixable soils, for example, excellent in gravels, but ineffective in, say, a rock mass. Well, where would I use it in my project? Give me some examples. Well, it can serve a temporary need, it can serve a permanent need. You'll see in the article that there's a photo here or there of three jet grout columns all overlapping, if you will, in a test section. That was used a lot of times, these jet grout programs. They have a test program prior to actually doing the actual work on the job, so you can run a test program, make sure the jet grout columns can actually form in the soil down below the in-situ soils. But to answer the question I posed to myself, I guess, which is temporary uses. So where are temporary uses of jet grout? You can use it as a bottom plug for a cofferdam to control groundwater from entering the excavation from below. You can use it in shaft construction, or in other words, make it the actual shaft. So you can have, say, a secant or a tangent wall installation. And those jet grout columns themselves can serve as the walls, unreinforced, especially in a most useful or really only truly effective in a circular geometric shape, if you will. And sometimes they can be reinforced with, say, rebar or a Dewey Dag or casing down the middle of it to allow that internal steel, whatever it is, say it's a 5-inch casing, that 5-inch casing can be installed vertically in the middle of the column, and then that will help resist the lateral movement from the soil behind and then the shaft bending in and failing in on itself or collapsing. You can use it in a closure situation. Say two sheet piles don't come together for whatever reason. Maybe there's utilities in the way. Maybe you just messed up on the template, or you rolled a thread on a sheet pile. They just don't connect. You can always put down a jet grout shaft in between two non-meeting sheet piles. You can also use it as a means of closing in the gaps between utility penetrations in the side of an excavation. So in other words, if you, again, maybe you had a sheet pile cofferdam and you couldn't dry sheets around the entire square that you wanted to because there are utilities in the way, you can stop the sheet pile short and let those utilities come through, and the soil above, in between, and below those utilities can be closed up, if you will, or the soil can be transformed in and around and below and over those utilities to, again, allow the soil not to come in laterally, and the water for that matter. Another temporary use, I call it a bathtub, the bathtub effect. You can go out there and you can say, all right, I have a pipe, whatever, 6 feet deep, 10 feet deep, whatever the number is. Let's just say you have a pipe 10 feet deep. You can then put a jet grout bottom plug below where the pipe is going to be laid, and a thick wall on either side where the pipe is going to be laid, and only up to the groundwater table. And that way, when you start digging in this bathtub, right, when you're digging into this jet grout bathtub, you're digging in a cement soil mixture. And when you dig it out, it smells like cement, and then the bottom is dry and the sides are dry because you're digging in a transformed soil matrix. You've taken it from gravels or silty sands or whatever it might be into just soil cement, and it's watertight. Another temporary use is tunnel heading. You can go out ahead of your micro tunnel, and you can then create a wall or a heading which the tunnel can then drive through. So that tunnel is driving through a dry matrix and a consistent matrix of soil and cement. Permanent uses, you can use it as foundation support to a structure. And there's a link inside the article which shows Keller, shows a great example of Keller doing an installation pictorially of a permanent installation of jet grout under a strip footing, I believe it is. You can use it as load transfer under a pipeline if you're laying pipe through a very weak soil. And if the pipe on top of the soil is expected to deflect, you can run jet grout columns under the pipe, obviously before you install the pipe. I guess you could do it either way, but I've done it before where you put the jet grout piles down first in a certain space, and then those jet grout piles, as you lay the pipe across those jet grout piles, you can then transfer the load of the pipe into those jet grout piles and then into a stronger strata below. And then lastly, permanently, it can be used as a cutoff wall if you want to prevent migration of underground fluids, water contamination, whatever it may be. You can cut off a lateral flow of water through a soil matrix. How is it installed? As I mentioned before, there's a link in there. Keller does a great job of just pictorially showing how jet grout is installed. And basically the way you install it is you buy a drill, you put the drill down to whatever depth you want, and then you start injecting cement and water and air into the surrounding soil, and you pull up that auger, that stem, just you pull it up, you pull it up, you pull it up as you're actually injecting that cement, air, and water into the surrounding soil. And as you pull up the auger, pull up the auger, pull up the auger, it's just creating a round column of now homogeneous soil cement mixture. And what you have when you're done is you have hopefully what you have is what's shown in the picture in the article, which is a jet grout consistent mass of just cement and soil. My story, I've been on projects probably for the last 20 plus years of jet grout installations. In a lot of the instances, in all the instances you've seen above, I've seen all those sorts of installations across jobs, and it is pretty effective. One thing to know about it, it's messy, so you're going to have a lot of cement and slurry kind of everywhere. You're also going to need a footprint to put all the supportive equipment. You have to have a silo there, and you have to have other pumps and equipment there which are supporting the jet grout operation. So you're going to need a little bit of a footprint somewhere. I've used it in an urban area. I mean, you can set it up along the shoulder of a road or in the median of a road, but it does take some room and it is messy. But overall, I'm a supporter. I think it's served our industry well. Good luck with it. Work safe.